Poetry for Illness, a poetry prompt written and read by Megan Willamy. What would you say in a poem to a friend facing a serious diagnosis? Poetry has words for the unwordable. When I got the news that my friend was facing a serious cancer diagnosis, the kind that comes with a grim prognosis, I knew better than to send her a get-well card. I told her I loved her and that I would pray a psalm for her every day. We both love the Psalms. Keeping her before me daily meant that thoughts of her would pop up at other times of day, like when I read poetry. In June, TweetSpeak Poetry did a book club for John O'Donohue's To Bless the Space Between Us. I read and journaled and wrote. In the chapter titled Thresholds is a poem called For a Friend on the Arrival of Illness. I immediately thought about my friend, who by then was recovering from major surgery. But would she receive the poem as a blessing? I marked the poem, prayed it, and kept quiet, letting O'Donohue do the talking. If you would like to hear John O'Donohue read the poem in his own wonderful Irish voice, go to soundcloud.com and type in A Blessing for a Friend on the Arrival of Illness. Here is the poem. For a Friend on the Arrival of Illness. Now is the time of dark invitation, beyond a frontier you did not expect. Abruptly, your old life seems distant. You barely noticed how each day opened a path through fields never questioned, yet expected deep down to hold treasure. Now your time on earth becomes full of threat. Before your eyes, your future shrinks. You lived absorbed in the day-to-day, so continuous with everything around you that you could forget you were separate. Now, this dark companion has come between you. Distances have opened in your eyes. You feel that against your will, a stranger has married your heart. Nothing before has made you feel so isolated and lost. When the reverberations of shock subside in you, may grace come to restore you to balance. May it shape a new space in your heart to embrace this illness as a teacher who has come to open your life to new worlds. May you find in yourself a courageous hospitality toward what is difficult, painful, and unknown. May you learn to use this illness as a lantern to illuminate the new qualities that will emerge in you. May the fragile harvesting of this slow light help to release whatever has become false in you. May you trust this light to clear a path through all the fog of old unease and anxiety until you feel arising within you a tranquility profound enough to call the storm to stillness. May you find the wisdom to listen to your illness. Ask it why it came, why it chose your friendship, where it wants to take you, what it wants to know, what quality of space it wants to create in you, what you need to learn to become more fully yourself that your presence may shine in the world. May you keep faith with your body, learning to see it as a holy sanctuary which can bring this night wound gradually toward the healing and freedom of dawn. May you be granted the courage and vision to work through passivity and self-pity, to see the beauty you can harvest from the riches of this dark invitation. May you learn to receive it graciously and promise to learn swiftly that it may leave you newborn, willing to dedicate your time to birth. As the book club ended, I took a chance and sent my friend the poem. She wrote back, "You know how when sometimes you read a poem and it's as if all the thoughts you've been thinking are summed up in a way you couldn't have put words to, but cut to the quick of things? Well, I guess that really is poetry at its finest, isn't it? I read this one and the tears immediately fell. It's perfect. Intimately perfect." Poetry has words for the unwordable. It can make us think more clearly. It can make us feel things buried, and sometimes it can help us write the words we need to say. Try it. A poem for the journey. What would you say in a poem to a friend facing a serious diagnosis? How might your experience provide wisdom? Is there a poem that has been a faithful companion on your journey that you could share? Here's a poem to get you started. It's another one by John O'Donohue called Benacht, which means blessing. You can find this poem at scottishpoetrylibrary.org.uk. And the way you spell Benacht is BENNACHT. Benacht. For Josie, my mother. On the day when the weight deadens on your shoulders and you stumble, may the clay dance to balance you. And when your eyes freeze behind the gray window and the ghost of loss gets into you, may a flock of colors, indigo, red, green, and azure blue, come to awaken in you a meadow of delight. When the canvas frays in the curragh of thought and a stain of ocean blackens beneath you, may there come across the waters a path of yellow moonlight to bring you safely home. May the nourishment of the earth be yours. May the clarity of light be yours. May the fluency of the ocean be yours. May the protection of the ancestors be yours. And so, may a slow wind work these words of love around you, an invisible cloak to mind your life. Take time to listen to this poem and read it and write your thoughts. If you'd like more information about John O'Donohue, one of his last interviews is at On Being. Go to onbeing.org. and type in John O'Donohue. The episode is called The Inner Landscape of Beauty. O'Donohue died in his sleep in 2008. Poem Journal. Even when you don't feel like writing a poem, you can always journal about one. All you need is a pencil and paper, or a computer if you prefer to be able to read your own writing. 1. Read the poem. 2. Jot down what you notice, what you like, what you don't, what questions you have, and at least one way in which the poem speaks to your soul. 3. Read the poem again, aloud, if you didn't the first time. 4. Is anything bubbling up? Do you feel a poem stirring? If so, write it. If not, congratulate yourself anyway, because you wrote today by journaling. Here's my journaling from Benacht, which means blessing in Gaelic. 1. I think the reason I like to go to the beach is to experience the fluency of ocean. 2. The word curragh reminds me of the coracle Reepicheep sails in as he goes to the end of the world where the waves are sweet at the end of C.S. Lewis's The Voyage of the Dawn Treader from the Chronicles of Narnia. 3. Every time I do yoga, I find that the weight deadens on my shoulders. They're not meant to carry so much. 4. Ghost of loss describes those times when grief stands up and haunts us unexpectedly, inconveniently. 5. Yellow moonlight is so specific. I also like flock of colors. 6. I want to know more about slow wind. It sounds perfect for summer. 7. There are so many different types of poems that can be a comfort to someone. The one I sent to my friend was explicit about what she is facing. This one is more nuanced, more what I'd like someone to send to me. Submission details. When your poem feels complete, consider submitting it to us for publication. Send the poem, a headshot, a brief biography, and links to your social media and website, if applicable, to care@chronic-joy.org. Each month, we'll publish a poem from our community on both Chronic Joy's website and in our monthly Oasis of Hope. Check out our poetry page for more prompts and poems. Here's a little about me. Megan Willamy is a contributing writer for the Wacoan Magazine in Waco, Texas, the Fredericksburg Standard Radio Post, and Magnolia Journal. She's also an editor at TS Poetry Press and the author of The Joy of Poetry. She lives in the Texas Hill Country, where she writes and edits from home. Links to her work can be found at her website, meganwillamy.com, and Twitter. Megan's day is incomplete without poetry and tea.